Get off the fence.
Yeah, but new, but yeah, but new, but yeah.
Oh, man.
This is great. So, producer Matt, you've got a few topics to hit us with, and we have to give you a response. We're not allowed to sit on the fence. We've got to make a decision.
This is probably, you were talking unprofessional. This is probably the most unprofessional you guys will be.
Well, it's definitely uneducated.
I love it.
Let's see how we go.
3 seconds to decide.
Disclaimer made. Okay.
Hearing these for the first time.
All righty, you ready?
Yep.
Kissing your partner when you're sick.
Kissing your partner when you're sick. All right. 3, 2, 1. Yes.
No.
I don't know.
No.
Share it around. Share is caring. If you're in the...
If everyone can see the face I'm making right now.
If you're in the... okay.
Wait.
No.
Hang on.
I thought you said yes.
Are you on the fence?
I'm not on the fence.
You said yes. We have to take your first response.
Trying to think if Jamie and I do when we're not...
You were sick the other day.
Yeah.
Were you macking on the couch with Jamie instead of being at work?
Yeah. I don't know. I went for yes. I don't know. I could be wrong. Explain your no.
I don't know that this is right or wrong. I just think it's whatever you want to do is fine. But if I'm symptomatic, I'm not kissing Glenn. If he's got gross germs, I don't want them as well. You stay on your side of the room. I'll stay on mine. And when that's all cleared up, then we can get together.
I think part of me thought, you know, same household, whatever. But then that person then goes out. You know, if you're off sick, that person goes out
being
into
the
world.
Being in the same household as someone is different to being in their mouth.
But I think as well, though, you can't avoid it when you're in the same house. If it's contagious, whether you're kissing or not, it's bound to happen. So you might as well just get
I reckon
it.
You can avoid it.
You reckon you can avoid it?
Yeah, you've got,
really?
If you've got enough spray, you've got some tissues, you wash the sheets afterwards, it doesn't have to go around the whole household.
You're using the same kitchen utensils, using the same fridge.
You're washing everything, you're cleaning it all down. Also, the question was about kissing, not just consuming food.
I'd still go for it.
There's a lot of innuendo in that last 30 seconds.
Yourself, Matt?
Moving on.
No, I want to ask you.
Oh, yeah. I want to ask. We should include. Oh, but you know what the topics are.
No, well, I'll ask him on this one.
Nah, I'm fine with it, but my partner isn't. So she won't.
But that means you're not allowed to be fine with it.
Yeah.
If she's not.
Yeah, well, I can't kiss anyone else if she's not letting me.
Maybe it's a guy
wasn't
thing.
She wasn't.
Maybe it's
you
a
said
guy
your
thing.
Your partner.
Yeah. We're like, yeah, we don't mind. We'll do it. We'll go for it.
I'll get sick. We're tough.
Yeah.
We're tough. That's
a man flu here, except last week.
All right, you
about
ready?
5 6 days in 5 years.
You're
that's
like
right.
The least tough people I've ever met.
Lisa, we should call these shirts fun, manly shirts.
Yeah. We're unassumingly tough that night.
Let's move on before I die laughing. Okay.
Let me just spin on the ground first because I'm pretty manly.
That's disgusting, not manly. That's unhygienic, not manly.
Spending all your money before you die instead of leaving inheritances.
Ooh, and Maz, I know you've done a will, so... 3, 2, 1!
No.
Yes. But I don't have kids yet, so...
Yeah, that'll change.
It'll probably change.
You're allowed to say yes for now, for sure. But if you had children and you were saying yes, I'd be like, really?
If I found out this week that I'm dying, I'm spending up big time. But when I have kids, I'll probably leave it to them.
Wouldn't you want to leave it to...
Who?
Like nephews or like family or like dadsy?
It.
What about dadsy?
My nephews do listen to the show, so I better say yeah. Absolutely, I'd be leaving it to you.
Why? You got something in your eye there? Yeah. You got a bit of dust in your eye?
Right after Uncle Gorn has a bloody good time with the cash first. You can have what's left over.
I am I'll be passing on my money to... Can I be really honest? If I didn't have little Henry... I would be giving everything to like a charity or something.
Oh, that's easy to say.
No, it's 100% true.
Oh, absolutely. I would as well.
I feel
I'm glad
like
you raised
I do,
that point.
Yeah. I would definitely want to give it all away because what am I going to do with it? What do I need
have
to
fun.
Spend?
You're about to die. You might as well have some good times.
I've had so much fun. I've had the best life. I don't need, like what more fun could, I've done.
Jetpacking.
That would be maybe the only thing, but I wouldn't invest. I wouldn't buy a jetpack. I'd maybe like
experiences.
I'd go and maybe do jetpacking. Maybe that's how I die. But that would be ironic, wouldn't it?
Traveling.
But then you die and you forget all the fun stuff you did anyway. So
that's what I mean. So like I'm good with like handing it all on and just letting everyone else have fun with Mama Maz's money.
So they get to have fun with your money, but not you.
I've had so much fun. This is what I'm trying to explain to you. I love my life. I don't need to jam it all in by spending money. Spending money doesn't fulfill any needs in me.
Okay, Gorney, I think that we're going to get some of Maz's money. That's what I pick up from that.
Send some our way.
You're not a charity.
Yeah, Gorn Charity.
The Manly Men Charity.
Donate to the Manly Men Charity.